What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're talking about human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music there. The temperature in Canada's Saskatoon has plunged to the lowest in over a century. Broke a 112-year record at minus 34.8 degrees Celsius. Now that is cold. Seattle is having their snowiest February in 70 years, and there's more coming on in. So you've got snow, ice, shivering cold, blasting normally mild cities from Seattle to Las Vegas to San Francisco. Winter weather is sweeping across the U.S. Gosh darn that Punxsutawney Phil, I think he was wrong. I think he got it wrong. Spring isn't here yet. So apparently snow catches Palmdale residents off guard. I imagine that's not something they're used to seeing out there. And snow in San Francisco. It's all over the place here. Hokkaido, Japan, freezes in record cold spell. Large snowfall expected in Tokyo and the surroundings. Incredible record cold in Montana. And apparently there was this little celebration in Moscow called the Polar Walk. And the Polar Walk is part of the National Safe Routes to School program. And apparently that was the coldest Polar Walk that they've ever done. Well, change the name to the Tropical Walk and maybe things will get a little bit better here. Saskatchewan smashes cold record during extreme weather snap. And apparently their temperature statistics go all the way back to the 1880s. So yeah, it's cold out there. It's cold out there. Record cold grips Weyburn. And again, the cold is forcing Environment and Climate Change Canada to issue an extreme cold warning early Thursday morning. Okay, and they're talking about, yes, we're now getting a second blast of Arctic air coming on down that's going to blast the central U.S. and revive winter in the east. And yes, that second storm is also going on into the east here. And you have to look at all of this and realize that all of this nonsense about human-caused global warming is just that. And all the corporate media reports that are out there trying to say, oh, well, we've got record high temperatures here and we've got scientific charts here. You know, they're trying to keep this thing alive because it's part of a larger agenda to get you to surrender more of your money as if you actually had any left, and to submit your freedom to a global environmental authority. That's what this has really been all about, extracting money and obedience from you. Apparently, there was a situation up in Mendocino where a couple literally got stranded in the snow in their Jeep. The snow was so deep, they got stuck in a Jeep. Fortunately, some other people on snowmobiles decided to go on out and look for them because, you know, the family had been making inquiries. But they were stranded in the snow for 5 days in their Jeep. And it's a Jeep Wrangler, and they couldn't get it out of there. This one's a little more colorful. Over in Russia, a snowed-in Russian driver had to be rescued by a camel. And it was a 4x4 off-road vehicle. And apparently, in the video, there's a tractor seen on the roadside, which apparently failed to dig out the car. But they got this camel, hooked it up to the 4x4, and dragged it on out. So there's being creative. I wonder what the camel was thinking about all that snow here. Okay. Residents digging out of snow after 4 days of winter advisory. This is up in Bullock Pines. Okay, guy named Hal Lewis, University of California, Santa Barbara, and he's writing a letter to Curtis Gallen, the president of the American Physical Society, and it's about global warming. And he's basically saying, he's resigning from the society and saying global warming is a trillion-dollar scam which has unfortunately corrupted a great many scientists. And in his letter, he says, when I first joined the American Physical Society 67 years ago, it was much smaller, much gentler, and as yet uncorrupted by the money flood, a threat against which Dwight Eisenhower warned a half century ago. Indeed, the choice of physics as a profession was then a guarantor of a life of poverty and abstinence. It was World War II that changed all that. The prospects of worldly gain drove few physicists. And then he goes on to basically saying that, yeah, as the money starts coming in from politicians, scientists got greedy. And they were willing to sell out their science in exchange for funding and media attention. Anyway, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Have you heard of the Boiling Water Challenge? Okay, it's basically something where in situations of intense cold, you get a pan of boiling water and you throw it up in the air and it instantly flash freezes to snow. There's only one problem. You have to make sure you're throwing it downwind of you, because over in Chicago, apparently 53 ended up in Chicago hospital burn units. Eight people aged 3 to 53 tried doing the boiling water challenge, and they must have thrown the water upwind, and it basically blew back on their face. All right, moving on to other stories. We've been talking about this typhus outbreak that's over in Los Angeles. Typhus, of course, is carried by fleas. The fleas are carried by the rats. The rats are having a real good time because there's a veritable smorgasbord of garbage all over the place. And it's not just confined to areas like Skid Row and the homeless areas. It's in City Hall. And there's lots of rats in City Hall. And at the latest word is apparently City Hall may have to remove all of their carpets. There's a motion filed by Council President Herb Wesson saying that this has to be cleaned up and that there has been a noticeable increase in rodents in the area. Not the ones in suits, the other kind, the four-legged one. Okay. And apparently Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez provided a KTL video showing rats running through City Hall offices, and staffers could be heard shrieking in the background. Okay. Now, let's do something here. Okay. All right, here's another story. This came out from Your Destination Now. Apparently down in the Southern Baptist Convention, they have their own sex scandal. An investigation reveals 700 victims of Southern Baptist sexual abuse over 20 years. And I'm commenting on this for all of you who say, I only pick on the Catholics, because I don't. But apparently it's been a big problem. The San Antonio Express News and Houston Chronicle put together their own list, because the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention have declined for more than a decade to create a list of sexual predators from affiliated churches. And so they're basically put out an article, Abuse of Faith. And the case is tracked by the newspapers, affected more than 700 victims. And the stories are wrenching. And I know this permeates virtually every religion. It's especially prevalent among the Catholics because of their celibacy. But I can't understand how somebody could stand there and claim to represent the face of the supreme moral authority on earth and then turn around and behave that way. It's like, don't you guys practice what you preach? Don't you believe in what you claim to believe? Really quite ugly here. Okay. Apparently, U.S. colleges raised $46.7 billion in the 12 months through June of last year, the ninth straight record year, as the lengthy bull market for stocks helped spur contributions. So these universities are making money hand over fist. The tuitions are going up way out of line with the rates of inflation, and yet college kids are still having to get student loans. Apparently, out in California now, a lot of kids going to college are voluntarily choosing to live out of their cars to keep costs down. And what's really ugly is that unless there is a major change in the way our industrial base is organized, there aren't going to be any high-paying jobs for these kids to get when they come out of college. College has become just another scam in a nation of scammers. Over at the White House, remember there was that big stink a while back where Trump was ticking off what he called executive time. In other words, time where he just wanted to do what he wanted to do. And our normal popular perception of presidents is that they work long hours and that they have a lot to do and very, very busy, full schedules. But apparently somebody leaked from inside the White House that about half of Trump's days are unstructured executive time. The White House is trying to find out who did that leak. But apparently the leak has surfaced again to say it's still going on. Now, this would, if true, because I'm not 100% sure it's true, but it would dovetail with my comments about Trump being a weak leader and not really being involved. And with that other story where somebody said Trump doesn't read reports, he just has people come on in and give him a brief précis and then makes his choices based on that, which gives the person giving the précis the chance to sort of spin its content and its meaning to suit their own agenda. That's not how to be an executive, a good president. You got to read the material for yourself. Remember when Nancy Pelosi was out there with Obamacare? We have to pass it before we can see what's in it. What kind of nonsense was that? Anyway. Oh, now Cindy McCain is still trying to recover from a little bit of a faux pas, where she was apparently at this airport and she spotted this couple. There was an elderly, older woman and a younger child of two different races. And so basically she did a little bit of impromptu profiling and she reported this family to the authorities. Now, Cindy McCain described the event which happened at Sky Harbor International Airport. And she says, the very same thing happened to me at the Phoenix Airport last Friday. I came in from a trip I'd been on and I spotted, it looked odd. It was a woman of a different ethnicity than the child. This little toddler she had and something didn't click with me. I tell people, trust your gut. I went to the police and told them what I saw and then went over and questioned her. And by God, she was trafficking that kid. And the radio host said, no way, a toddler. Cindy McCain said, yep, a toddler. She was waiting for the guy who bought the child to get off the airplane. All of it was a complete fabrication. The police investigated. They found absolutely nothing wrong. And she had absolutely no basis to make the allegation that the woman was trafficking the child and that some guy was there to buy it. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call from Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just laughing at your last topic there. Just to backtrack a little bit, if we could, this boiling water challenge, what's the purpose of that exactly?
Oh, it's just a stunt. It's just a stunt, if you want to call it. It's a physics demonstration. But when you have really cold sub-zero weather, you contain a pan of boiling water and just fling it up into the air, and it will flash freeze into snow.
Oh. Well, because I've heard like people say that you can freeze boiling water or hot water faster than you can freeze cold water, which is absolute bull. Because
yeah, my mother used to believe that one as well.
Yeah, you know, I think I just looked it up because I couldn't remember. Anyway, it takes, you know, 8.3 34 BTUs of heat to raise 1 gallon of water 1 degree. That's a constant, you know, under yes. normal atmospheric conditions. So, I mean, the reverse is true. So this idea that, you know, you can do these crazy things, I mean, why would anybody want to do that? I mean, that's insane. People have to be absolutely devoid of an education to do something that.
They make a video of it. They're a YouTube star. I mean, go to YouTube and let them search for boiling chair. Yeah, I mean, people will do all kinds of really crazy things to get on YouTube and get a video. You know, some of them can be really dumb and dangerous. Yes. But, hey, it's their chance at stardom.
That is, well, I don't know about stardom, but, yeah, that's kind of crazy. The extent that people will go just to be so silly. And then that lady you were just talking about, did you say Cynthia McCain?
Cindy McCain,
yeah. Yeah, she's a real piece of work. See, there's a classic example of another idiot, because she can't just seem to mind her own business, can she?
No,
what's
she can't.
What's wrong with people?
She stuck her nose in with this family who weren't doing anything wrong. And then she tried to make herself a hero about it on the radio, and then it basically blew up in her face.
Those people that she was, basically it's harassment. It is harassment. It's the same as what you were describing earlier when you know, the no-knock, what do you call that, no-knock what?
The no-knock raid.
That's not a no-knock raid. What that is an infringement of people's privacy, and it's actually bordering on abuse, and it actually is abuse.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing like that should ever happen.
They're causing property damage. I mean, they're just kicking down your door. And it's completely inappropriate. It's completely unconstitutional, but that's the country we live in today.
Yeah. You know, you had that little list from that Scottish fella. Of where we, you know, the progression of what happens to countries, and we are in full on apathy right now, because no one cares, no one just seems to care anymore. We're heading into bondage at a ferocious rate, at a ferocious pitch, and no one cares. Look at all the all the deplatforming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not deep. And I hate that word deplatforming. It's pure and utter censorship.
That's right.
You know, you might as well just walk up to someone and just stick a piece of duct tape on their face.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and, you know, obviously there's a great deal of psych war effort going on in to try and keep the American people docile and, you know, under control. And unfortunately, it does seem to be working. But my concern is, you know, if they bring back the military draft, we're going to see the American people wake up at that point.
Well, you would hope so. Maybe not, though. You know, up here in Canada, just to change the subject again, you were talking about illegal immigrants and how they get treated better in the United States than American citizens. Mike, it happens up here, too. Those Syrian refugees that were taken in, and all of these people that are taken in, they're given about $40,000 Canadian a year.
Jeez.
And they're put up in hotels. Like, we're not far from where I live. Two brand new hotels went up. And, you know, guess who's in them? These refugees.
And who's paying for it?
Illegal immigrants. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paying through the nose.
And how many Canadians are living in tent cities?
Well, I don't know if. I don't know about that, but I know the poverty rate in Canada is, it's obviously increasing, just like it is in the United States. But, you know, they're doing all the wrong things. I mean, the last government we had in Ontario basically pushed
Al?
Up to bankruptcy. Yes.
Al, I got to put you on hold. Don't go away.
Okay,
I'm going to bring you right back after these few words.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Alan Canada. And, yeah, it does seem like... Well, here's my perception. My perception is that a large majority of Americans have twigged to the fact that something has gone very horribly wrong with this country. And I think out of a misplaced sense of patriotism or politeness or just concern that peers around them might not agree, they stay silent. But I think it would be a mistake to confuse that silence with consent or even approval, because there have been times in history where countries have been in pretty much the same circumstances, and all of a sudden it blows up. England under Charles I, France under Louis XVI, Ceausescu, Mussolini, so forth and so on. I mean, look at what's going on in France with the yellow vests. I mean, they're just everywhere, and the corporate media does not want you paying attention to that because it might give you serfs uppity little ideas.
Yep, exactly. They've had enough.
Yeah.
They have absolutely had enough in that country. And, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, when you have a leader of a country that puts out, like, it's one thing what Donald Trump does with his tweets. It's another thing to tweet out to those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength. That's an open invitation. And this persecution from terror and war if I wasn't mistaken, Canada sells Saudi Arabia armaments.
Yes.
What is Saudi Arabia doing right now? I mean, Canada is meddling in another country right now as we speak, which is Venezuela. So, like, it's the hypocrisy is so, it's so blatant now, they don't even try and hide it. You know, they just think they won. And we're going to sit back. It's like I said about that, Alex Fraser Tyler, I think his name was, Sir Alex. You know, we're at the second to the last year. Apathy to dependence. Dependence. Like, we're basically, what are all these socialists wanting to do? They want to make the population dependent on the government.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a hair away from bondage. People don't understand that. I don't understand why. You know?
Well, I
want to take care of myself.
Yeah, I'm that way too. That's the way I was raised, you know, back in New England. And at the same time, of course, being in Republican country, you know, we were hearing about how other countries were being mismanaged, in particularly the Soviet Union. And I recognize now that a lot of what we've been told about the Soviet Union was less than truthful, but some of it was, specifically the way the people were economically constrained. And were not in control of their own lives. And I remember reading 1984 at a very young age and just saying, wow, you know, this could actually really happen. And it does seem like we're living so much of that right now. TVs that watch us, you know, constant surveillance.
When I went to high school, Mike, it was mandatory to read that book in English. Obviously, it's not anymore because, because now they're using it as a how-to manual.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Something's got to give here, and I'm hoping you know that yellow vest thing just catches on and goes worldwide and goes ballistic. Because I shudder to think of the direction we're heading in.
Well, I think where the yellow vest movement is going in France is it's showing that a significant part of the population is ready to just basically sit down and unplug from the current system. And that's its real message. I know there have been people setting up guillotines and all the rest of that. I certainly hope we're not going to see that sort of thing come back. But basically, people are saying, we're unplugging. Well, you know, this system does not work for us. We're unplugging. The system works for the ultra rich. It's working for the bankers. It's working for the migrants. It's working for the war machine. It does not work for us, and we're just calling off the deal.
Yeah, it's a raw deal, is what it is. It's a raw deal.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway,
it is.
You know, I don't. Well, we'll just see what happens. I guess you know. There's that apathy again. But hey, at least I'm listening to you, Mike. You know, I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you for doing that. And, you know, spread the word about the radio show. Spread the word about the website. You know, share what you learn here with everybody else. You know, but as I approach my next birthday, I do find myself looking back at life and the world as it was when I was young. And I get shocked. I get absolutely shocked, and it just, wow, how ever did this happen? And it's kind of sad because
all those
the
pot-smoking hippies, Mike. They had kids, and now their kids are dependent.
I don't think it was the pot-smoking hippies.
Their kids are dependent on Ritalin and stuff.
that was profits for the pharmaceutical companies.
Thanks
for the
Mike.
Call. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to step on back to this Kamala Harris thing, where she says she's proud of being black. She doesn't call herself African-American. She has called herself black. The reason for the kerfuffle in the media is, once again, we have somebody who is not exactly as presented. It turns out that her parents are Indian-American and Jamaican-American. So tempest in a teacup. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about, you know, whether you're black, white, green, gray, peach, taupe, mauve, plaid, you know, and what your genetic heritage is. Other than that, if you are running for president of the United States of America, you be of the requisite age and be a natural born U.S. citizen, those being the requirements. Here's where I'm really concerned. We're seeing all of this corporate media focus on who's blacker, who's whiter, and everything, and they're not asking the questions they should be asking of potential candidates. I mean, the Democratic field is just filling on up. And we're already at the stage where it's time to have some shakeout. And it's time for corporate media to actually start doing their job and asking some tough questions about how these candidates feel about immigration, how they feel about the economy, how they feel about the wars. Do they have any plans for fixing the infrastructure? Do they have any concrete plans? And more importantly, how are they going to do it? Because we've got people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who are out there spouting all kinds of wild ideas that sound good in a media soundbite, but have obviously clearly not been thought all the way through. She's got no way of financing all this stuff that she wants to do. I remember during the primary campaign, I mean, during the election, the midterm elections, after she'd won her primary, and she was out there saying, we're going to have this and we're going to have that. And her interviewer said, how are you going to pay for it all? And she says, oh, we'll just pay for it. Okay, how will you pay for it? Well, we'll just pay for it. I mean, there's an issue. And it almost seems like our current crop of political candidates have gone so totally into image over substance that there's no substance left at all. Like they're turning into vampires, and with a flash of light, they'll just wisp away here. And apparently down in Virginia, that Fairfax thing is kicking up again. Apparently some of his staffers are now starting to resign. The lieutenant governor's law firm has put him on leave. And this is over things that happened decades ago at a time when it just wasn't that important. And now, of course, they're going back through old TV shows to look for anything that might be insensitive. We're losing touch with the present day, with this obsession of finding things in the past to complain about and whine about and cry about. The liberals can't find enough to complain about in the here and now. Oh, let's go look through the old videotapes and the old films. I'm sure I'll find something. I remember when they basically removed Song of the South from circulation. Now, when it was made, it was considered, you know, basically an entertainment. It won awards. And in our new whining, crying age, everybody's offended by something. How can a society function efficiently if everybody's always pointing fingers and screaming and crying? And the answer is you can't. We need to get back to a world of common sense, of saying, you know, we have to go back to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hear me. It's impossible to have freedom of speech and not offend somebody somewhere, especially in a society where so many people value their self-worth based on how many things they can find to complain about in a day. You know, they're walking around the shopping malls there. They got the little smartphone calculator out and saying, well, I've only found four things to be offended by today. I've got to get working. I got to get working. And we have to stop feeding this as well. If somebody comes up and says, I'm offended, fine, be offended. I don't care. I don't have the energy for it anymore. Just go be offended someplace else. All righty. So let's see. What else do we have here? Okay. Major poll shows Trump's approval rating keeps getting higher and higher. And that, I'm sure, is going to be upsetting to the Democrats, where the current poll is showing that right now Biden is the only Democrat who can beat Donald Trump. Of course, again, it is still a long, long way to the 2020 election. And again, I think it's somewhat bothersome that only last November we had the midterms, and here we are February, and already we're into candidates declaring, and the polls are running. It's like political campaigning has become an almost 24-hour day, 365-day a year obsession, and it's distracting us from so many other things. I agree with those countries where there's actually a legal limit to how many months before the election you can run a political campaign. Because there has to be time for other things, like taking care of your family and homeschooling, various things like that. And I hope the Trump numbers are accurate, but we know that Trump numbers very often are not. Okay, apparently over in Nevada, there is a plan to criminalize private gun sales, like they recently did up in Washington State. And the idea would be that if you have a gun that you wish to sell and somebody wants to buy it, you have to both go down to a licensed firearm dealer and go through all the paperwork and the background checks, which is a big headache. And, of course, the dealer gets his uplift for all of his trouble. So it costs more money here. Getting on back to the midterm elections here, apparently this was the most expensive midterm election ever. Special interests poured billions and billions of dollars. I'm starting to sound like Carl Sagan. Billions and billions of dollars into the midterm election, just wafting off across the universe. And it's all these special interest groups who want control over you. They want to buy themselves a politician, put that politician in office, and use that politician to rule over you. We're not a democracy anymore. We're not even a republic. We're an oligarchy. So, it's ugly here. Okay. Apparently over in Chicago, the public schools there are monitoring social media for signs of violence and gang membership. This is at the public school level. We're talking about K-12. I mean, Shades of Minority Report. And I will agree, there seems to be a bit of an issue where kids do seem a lot wilder. And I think part of it is entertainment, corporate media, selling a different set of values and behavior expectations for kids. I think a lot of it has to do with all these medications they're being given for their depression and their ADHD. I think a big part of it is being disconnected from their own parents, so the parents don't have an opportunity to impose some kind of discipline. We are an empire in decline. There's no question about it. As we mentioned earlier in the show, you can see it just from our economy. Our economy is in decline. China's economy is growing. China's a manufacturing powerhouse. We are not. We've basically expended what was left of the nation's wealth on this military campaign. And yes, the U.S. government can go on printing up new money, the Federal Reserve can print up new more money to take to the defense contractors, but they certainly are not going to be able to spend it overseas for much-needed supplies, because right now, the U.S. military-industrial complex can't make everything it needs inside our country. They're still buying a lot from overseas. I still think back to that HBO series, The Newsroom, in the first episode, and that great speech by Will McAvoy about why America is not the greatest nation on earth anymore. And he hit pretty much all the salient points. And I remember when America really was great, when we were going to the moon. And we were inventing new technology that the world had never seen before. So, anyway. All right. Apparently, there's a new threat out there for those of you with computers. Apparently, hackers are using social engineering to devise ever more clever ways to try and get you to click on a button or surrender a name and a password. And I think I mentioned yesterday this one where supposedly you've received an electronic fax, and to preview the fax, you press this button and that downloads the malware. Another one that I keep getting all the time is from my email provider saying your account has been temporarily suspended because of questionable activity. Press this button to reactivate. And you press the button and your account is compromised. And It's very angering seeing how many scammers are out there. And it's very frustrating to learn that there actually is no law against writing computer malware. And I'd like to know what bright person came up with that one. So you have to be very skeptical. Have to be very careful about what you open, what links you click. And yes, you're going to have to spend your money on anti-malware, antivirus, stuff that you wouldn't need if it were not for the fact that the government has totally dropped the ball on computer crime, unless it affects some large corporation or the government itself. As far as you ordinary Americans, you're fair game. You're fair game. All righty. Russia is out there saying they're never going to make decisions by orders from Washington, because Washington apparently issued a very firm demand that Russia stay out of Venezuela. And Russia is saying, no, they will defend Venezuela. So here we are risking yet again a direct military confrontation with Russia and possibly China over somebody else's oil fields. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's on my mind is, one of the things, well, a lot of things on my mind, but is that the veteran, I was treated at the airport by the total sexual assault unit.
That was shameful. That was absolutely pervert. Shameful.
You know, these perverts. But you know what, Mike? This shows you with, you know, we got to protect our troops. We got to do this. We got to support our troops. They don't care one bit about our troops. The one human being right now running for president that has any kind of military experience, okay, Tulsi Gabbard, is being treated like crap by the mainstream media. Both sides, by the way, the Fox sites. Well, the Fox sites are just ignoring her, and the others are treating her like she's a Russian agent or something like that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're already out there saying, oh, yes, you know, Tulsi's tangled in with the Russians. And it's utterly, utterly absurd. But, you know, for that issue about the U.S. government, you know, support our troops, support our veterans, everything. Well, the support the troops when they're on their way over to do the killing. But after they're done and they're no longer useful, they get abandoned. And you just look at the VA hospitals to see that, or you look at all the homeless veterans that are in our streets. You know, I mean, if you're going to have money to hand out to people like refugees, why not the homeless veterans first? Well, because the refugees, Mike, serve an agenda and the homeless veterans do not.
Mike, I'm going to tell you something. I think, first of all, more and more vets, more and more military personnel today are seeing what's going on, and they don't have the morale to go through these wars anymore. And we're going to find out, God forbid, the next war we get into, or if things heat up anymore in Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, or if God forbid we decide to attack Venezuela. The other thing is, forget about Russia or China. I mean, you know, all bets are off there. But I think that they're going to have to turn to a draft. They cannot get, I don't believe they're getting the people they want to get into the military now. And once that happens, this country's going to be torn apart. It's going to make the 60s look like a, you know, Sunday school picnic.
Like the 50s.
They're not going to, young people are not going to go for this. A lot more informed than when I was a kid. I wasn't informed, like, because I didn't have the internet. I didn't, you know, it was something unknown to me, okay? Right now, you could just, you want to find out information, all you got to do is a tap of the, you know, the keys or something on your phone, and you can find out pretty much all you want, or you watch YouTube. They can't, by the way, they can do all the altruisms that they do in YouTube. They can't cover anything up, because if you're looking for something and you know what you want, it'll show up there. Because that's how I do it. Since I got rid of the cable TV, I got my Apple TV now, Apple TV app. I got my YouTube. I watch YouTube on my 44-inch screen. It's great. I get any kind of, all the news I want. I can get it from RT. I can get it from InfoWars. Even though they try to block InfoWars, you can still. People are still bringing it out to YouTube. I get it from you, of course. I get it from any place I want. I get it to Duran, you know. So they can't stop it anymore. They're desperate, but they can't. Sort of trying to, and what I'm hoping is at some point, somebody like McAfee, maybe uniting with that guy in Australia, the German guy, the fat the fat German guy from Australia, was it? .com, Kim.com, that they get together and create a new kind of an internet or something like that, where the government has no say, or and the big tech companies have no say at all, and we can do what we want. So, you know, they're not going to stop us, Mike. It's got to stop. And God forbid they get us into another war. Trump is too stupid to understand this. He's really too dumb, I think, to understand this. He has no clue what he's doing. And I'm afraid that, you know, he just might get us into a war after all, whether it's going to be Iran listening to not his boss, not to Yahoo, or if it's going to be, you know, Venezuela.
All right, Mark, we got to take a break for commercial. Stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you. I want to finish up on that topic.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're still talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, if that story about Trump ticking off executive time, that he's basically working 4 or 5 hour day, if that's true, that's sending an image of a president who's just kind of disconnected from the job. And he's going to stand up. He's going to have his time on camera. He's going to go on out and make public appearances. But he's clearly letting Mike Pompeo and John Bolton run our foreign policy. Again, he's proving to be a weak leader.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. He's letting those two clowns run foreign policy, maybe letting Mike Pence do some of it too. He thinks he can just delegate authority, and he's not doing anything. And he tweets a bunch of nonsense, but the fact of the matter is, he acts when he tweets like he's not really the president, like he's complaining about what he's the boss. He can take charge, run that Justice Department the way he should. You don't put another Bushite in there like he's doing now with this guy Barr. This guy's a slime ball. What's the sense of getting rid of Sessions when you got to put somebody even worse in? The same thing with the FBI, which I call the new American SS.
Well, in Trump's defense, it's not like you're going to find anybody anywhere inside that beltway who is not, you know, corrupt and connected to previous administrations. And that's why I think Trump should have gone outside the beltway. There are people out here in the real world, in the country, who have the job skills to do the job that's necessary. But Washington, D.C. operates on political connection and feeding of information. And Trump apparently got sucked into just going along saying, oh, I have to have people who are insiders, who've got the contacts, who know how to make things done. And that may have been his rationale.
Mike, he had a guy working on his campaign with him, Sheriff David Clark,
who's
a constitutional peace officer. I'm not talking about a guy who he believes in this country's its constitution, the Second Amendment, and all that. He could have appointed him as the FBI chief. He wouldn't be in the situation he is now. Why get rid of Comey when you're going to put somebody just as bad or worse from the same clique there? That guy Robert Ray, also one of these Justice Department shysters. Why not put a true constitutional peace officer like the Dave Clark in there? What, you know, the man just doesn't do anything right. He just doesn't know. He either doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe he's afraid. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe he just out and out lied to us. But this guy is, you know, all I can say is bad news. I'm not all these Trump bots who think that he's going to, that he's playing 4D chess. You know who knows how to play 4D chess and judo? Vladimir Putin. He knows how to use his enemy's strength just like he does in judo, and he knows how to play chess, and he does before. Trump doesn't know what he's doing, period. He's not playing 4D chess. He's messing up by the nose.
He's getting bad advice, and he's a disappointment. Anyway, Mark, there's the music. Need to let you go here. I need to get out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share with everybody that you know. We need to keep getting this information out to the public. We need to get the truth out there. These are very, very dangerous, dark times. And we need to keep the people informed so that they can make good choices. So have yourself a lovely evening. We'll be back tomorrow. And aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.